This is Ian Dayborn
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Singer-songwriter Paul Dodson, he's been working in the Cambridgeshire area for a long time, and he wanted to do something to support the Ukrainian people, and he racked his brains to think how he could do it, and then he thought, well, you know, I'm a musician, I'm the piano man, that's how I'm going to help them. And I've got Paul on the line now. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Ian. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. So tell me about the process by which this song came into being.
Yes, well, it all started, a good friend of mine, Ron Westrip, who runs the Corn Exchange in St Ives, he actually had the idea, the initial idea, to stage a Play for Ukraine charity event.
Right.
And that was kind of just over a month ago he had the idea. And he texted me first off and said, because Ron's a musician like I am, and he said, would you be up for playing at the event? And I said, absolutely. And he said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll ring around a couple of bands and see if we can get a few together and sort of get enough together to put a show on. And within 24 hours, he had 16 bands and loads of other musicians queuing up to take part. So we had to kind of stop people sort of volunteering to play. It was quite amazing, really. So it started with Ron as the idea for the whole thing. And then his team at the Corn Exchange frantically worked ridiculous hours to make it happen and put it all together, really. So that was the start of the actual event. And I was getting my set list prepared for the event. And I was thinking I should really do something more than this because, you know, I've written songs before and had songs sign up and different things years ago. And I thought I should do better than this. I should write a song for Ukraine, right? A charity single. So I went to bed with that thought in my mind one night, and as often happens, the brain sort of goes to work while you're asleep. And yeah, I woke up in the morning and the song just started flooding out of me, really. So I went into the studio and basically took it to the piano and then a few days later, it was very quick. It was very quick, so it came out very quickly. And of course, it was all inspired. You know, we see all the terrible scenes unfolding in Ukraine every day.
Yeah.
But we also see the amazing spirit of the Ukrainian people. And this song was inspired by their incredible spirit, and also the way that the whole world's kind of united behind them. So that's kind of what's inspired the song, and that's what moves so many people, I think, when they hear it.
And the event and the song, Paul, has already raised a lot of money, hasn't it? Don't be shy. Tell us, what sort of sums are we talking about?
Yes, exactly. So the actual event on the day, between us, I think we've raised, it's over £6,000 from all the musicians and all the wonderful people of St Ives and the surrounding area who came and supported us on that day.
Wow.
And it was a big turnout as well. And some people were there from when it started at 1 o'clock in the afternoon to it finished at 11 o'clock.
My goodness.
So we had tremendous support all day, which was fantastic. And so, yeah, we're upwards of £6,000, getting on towards seven with my song as well. So it's all in the same pot, the DEC, Humanitarian Appeal, which is for the Ukraine, which is backed by the UK government. And my song and everyone who played and donated again, all went into the same pot. So we're getting on towards 7,000 now as a combined sort of total.
Wow, that is quite an achievement. And when was the event?
The event was on the 20th. It feels like about 2 months ago because I've done so much kind of promoting work on it since then, on a single since then. But it was only basically 2 weeks ago this Sunday. So tomorrow it will be 2 weeks ago since the event.
My goodness.
But so much has happened since then. It's quite amazing, really.
Well,
I wrote the song basically as a way of continuing the fundraising, if you like, after the event was over. It was a great way of continuing to raise money for the appeal by, you know, getting it on local radio like yourselves and getting it out to as many people as we possibly can, so we can obviously raise as much as we can for the appeal.
And I'll tell you what I'm going to do in a couple of minutes' time. People will hear the song in a second. I'm going to play in a second. And I know that people will want to get hold of a copy, will want to help. So I will be giving out the details of Paul's website, which has got all the details. You can see the song there, how you support him. It's paulthepianoman.com, but I will give that out again in a bit, because you are known as the Piano Man, I believe, Paul, aren't you, round these parts?
Yes, round these parts, yes. It's become a kind of a handle that's stuck, so that's what I go out now as when I'm performing and, you know, recording and stuff like that.
And when you said that the song came very quickly, and from the sound of it, that's kind of how it is for you. Now, what comes first? Is it the melody, and then you work on the lyric after that, or does the lyric come first? I'm always fascinated when I talk to songwriters to understand that.
Yeah, everyone's different. You know, everyone has their ways of writing, I guess. I used to write at an instrument. I used to write at the piano. I don't do that anymore. I write away from the piano. I write all the melody and lyrics in my head, and then I take it to the instrument, and then to the piano, and that stops you kind of getting into the, if you like, your favoured progressions on the piano that you might have. Uh-huh. If you write it away from the instrument, then it frees you of all that, and I've got a kind of tape recorder in my head that kind of remembers it all, bizarrely, and yeah, then I take it to the piano, and that's it. But the music and lyrics is all comes out at the same time, really. It could be when I'm walking around the block with a dog or whatever. it'll all come flooding out, and then I'll go into the studio and get it down.
Excellent. Well, listen, it's been lovely to chat to you. Thank you so much we sorted this all out at pretty short notice this week and had a quick chat, didn't we, in the week. And then you said you could come on live on Saturday. So thank you for doing that, Paul. And I am now going to play the song. It's called White Dove, Wings of Peace. Thanks for being my guest, Paul, and here is your song.
In our dreams we see a white dove in the sky, wings of peace flying over us, and we know the world is standing by our side to heal the hate that's raised.